At a Methodist church in suburban Chicago, a worship service is underway. The call to prayer is not for Christians, but for Muslims from the Irshad Learning Center. They temporarily use the hall in the church.
Irshad Learning Center is a shelter for faith, for people who want to once in a while get together and pray together, worship, and perhaps help their kids get some acquaintance with their faith, with their cultural background.
Mujtaba Nursaleh is originally from Iran, but is now a U.S. citizen. He's a member of the board of the Irshad Learning Center. He says many members of the center are of Iranian descent.
Unlike churches that are at every corner of the street, every street, there are no mosques, especially with our particular kind of background. We're looked at here as being from Iran, and in Iran we've been looked at as being from U.S. It's a very peculiar situation, even for our kids. We have an identity crisis, if you believe it, and this is one situation or one opportunity for us to come together and at least put our voices together and worship together and that kind of thing.
Members of the Irshad Learning Center do not lack money or a location for their own place of worship, and there's already a building on the property, a former daycare center. What they do lack is the permission to use it for worship.
They were denied a special use permit to use the property as a religious institution.
Kevin Vodak is an attorney for the Council on American Islamic Relations, a group that advocates for American Muslims. He says denying Irshad a permit violates the Federal Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000, also known as RLUIPA.
And basically, RLUIPA says that you cannot impose a substantial burden on a religious institution in granting permits, or, you know, basically allowing a religious institution to use the property in the way that they see fit.
In April, CARE filed a federal suit against 18 members of the DuPage County Board and the Zoning Board of Appeals. The lawsuit claims that denying the special use permit violates the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Those amendments guarantee the basic rights of all Americans.
I can say here in DuPage County, the county officials seem to be more focused on the types of land that's available in residential areas and want to appease neighbors' concerns rather than the rights of religious institutions.
DuPage County officials declined requests for comments, but a spokesperson who refused to go on camera said the basis for denying the permit had nothing to do with religion. He said it had to do with zoning in a residential area. Several DuPage County board members echoed those concerns at public meetings held after the lawsuit was filed.
And let it go into the record that anyone thinks that this board is anti-Islamic or singling out. We do not do that as a matter of absolute certainty.
CARE attorney Vodak believes the board was influenced by people who live close to the proposed site.
The concerns that were raised were the lights that would be shown at night from cars and things like that, and it just seems like, you know, there's plenty of barriers that the concerns are really not legitimate at all.
Attorneys representing the county have filed a motion to dismiss the case. As the lawsuit makes its way through the courts, county officials are moving forward with a permanent zoning amendment that would prevent religious institutions from building places of worship in the future in certain residential areas. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Naperville, Illinois.
That's okay, but the purpose of the meeting tonight is...